一个星期接住一个星期的障碍训练，同命令执行考验住学员体能同心理承受能力。
You're more tired and hungry than you've ever been. You're just ready to be done.
新陆军游骑兵卫斯理·萨默斯话：你从来冇感受过咁样嘅身心胶水，感觉就要崩溃咗。陆军游骑兵要昼夜执行任务，爬山涉水。在入选这个课程的军人当中，有 60% 的人没办法完成所有的训练。
You can't really have an off day, you can't be tired, you need to go the extra mile.
首批旅游骑兵哈里斯·格里斯特上尉说，你一日都不能够休息，不能够感觉到累，必须继续前进。哈里斯·格里斯特做到了，沙耶·哈维尔也都做到了。
Just like anyone, I guess, who has, was in it to win it, that's what we decided to do, and it obviously worked out.
这个第一批旅游骑兵沙耶哈维尔说，他们同任何入选的人一样，想要胜出，他们显然成功了。他们的成功令到周围的人印象深刻，也都反映出专家所讲的社会转变。
It really challenges that assumption that women can't compete. And I think it also shows that there's a real...
新美国安全中心的凯撒林基德说，这些确实挑战了那种认为女性竞争不过男性的看法，也都表明文化确实会改变。
I don't care if that's a male or female. If they have a range tab, I want them next to me. And these two females have shown themselves that they can serve on my side at any time. Because I know I can trust them and I...
新陆军游骑兵的艾里克森·克罗格少尉说，他并不在乎是男是女，如果这些人有了游骑兵的臂章，他就希望这些人同他大家并肩作战。这两名女性证明了他们在任何时候都能够同他共进退，因为他知道这两位女士值得信任，也都希望大家能够彼此信任。这两位美国女军人还赢得了训练指挥官的褒奖。
I'm extremely proud of them, and I'd serve alongside either of them again in the future.
Row team from left.
游骑兵训练旅旅长大卫·菲伍科特话：佢对呢两位感到非常之骄傲，今后佢会再次同佢哋合作。喺星期五，格里斯特同哈维尔参加咗美国陆军游骑兵学校嘅毕业典礼，成为第一批从呢一处陆军精英训练营毕业嘅女性。喺十一月，仲将会有更多女性尝试呢个课程，希望获得游骑兵嘅臂章。同时，美国军方正是研究是否俾女性进入嗰啲历史上只是允许男性加入的岗位。以上是美国之音记者巴布乔治亚州本宁堡的报道。